As we were preparing this program, one of our contributors told us about an innovative method for teaching art that students and teachers apparently love. Tara Geer reports on how the program, which was created by her mother, was designed to flourish in poorly funded schools, but isn't immune at all to the cutbacks there now.
Visual Teaching Strategies, or VTS, is a course designed for those people who think looking at art is boring. I went to see a class being taught to 21 second graders at the Sumner School, a public elementary school in the rundown outskirts of Boston. Laurel Bernini is a homeroom teacher who's been running VTS classes for 4 years.
I need you to take a quiet moment to look at this picture.
The class is based entirely on images. Each teacher is given a carefully chosen set of slides. Miss Bernini has turned off the lights, and we are looking at a Depression-era photograph of a man and two children.
Take a quiet moment, hands down.
Teachers who use visual teaching strategies are extensively trained. They start off with a question, what's going on here?
It looks like they live on the streets because they have holes in their pants and paint, and they're not in a house.
I'm going to say that they look poor because their clothes, it looks like they don't have that much clothes on.
Maybe they got kicked out of where they used to live.
Helen, April, and Anibal, like other beginner viewers, use their own experiences to try to make sense of an image, building their ideas up off of each other.
They don't have a house, and they don't have a family to live with, and they're in the streets by themselves. And
VTS teachers are taught to paraphrase and link every student comment.
Okay, let me stop you right there to make sure that I get everything. Noelle's really capturing on a lot of what we've been saying. The fact that they seem to be poor, they don't have a house, their clothing seems to be ripped and dirty. Infinity. What more can you find?
It looks like they lived on a farm. Because some people that live on farms, they don't have to have perfect clothes. They could be, like, outside of the farm, they're just mad.
Students are always asked to ground their comments in evidence they can see in the picture. Any unsubstantiated claim gets the follow-up. What do you see that makes you say that?
Infinity, you're also noticing that these people look mad. And what do you see that makes you think that they're mad?
Because if they were happy, like, they didn't have to smile or nothing, but they wouldn't. But the father, he just wouldn't look like that. He, like, kind of.
Infinity's struggle to explain the man's expression is perhaps the crux of learning. She's pushing at the limits of her own abilities.
He'd just be, like, just sitting there but not having a frown on.
The method can seem simple, but the VTS is based on 25 years of research by Abigail Hausen, my mom, into the way people look at and think about art. The program is now in about 165 schools in the United States and hundreds more schools abroad, but it has turned out to foster a lot more than art appreciation.
Teachers, instead of talking about what I called aesthetic understanding, they thought that kids looking at art in a group were developing all sorts of communication skills, verbal skills, interpersonal skills, written language skills, and what they call critical thinking skills.
The company that creates the VTS is called VUE, Visual Understanding in Education. It was founded by Hausen and the former director of education at the Museum of Modern Art, Philip Yenowin. To measure the success of the curriculum, VUE does rigorous scientific studies.
What we know from almost 10 years of research is that we can have kids who go from having no experience looking at works of art to being sophisticated viewers on a level that by the end of fifth grade, kids have greater skills than randomly selected adults in any museum in the country. And we actually have statistics to back that up. We also have kids whose language skills, whose writing ability, whose oral ability can be proven to have grown.
Critical thinking skills and strategies grow and develop as students puzzle in a group about the meaning of a work of art. And those skills and strategies, students transfer to other subject areas.
I will go out on a limb and posit that if you want to try to teach thinking, there is no single better subject than visual art.
The VTS is designed for the challenges of underserved schools. But right now, those schools are struggling to just keep their doors open. The morning I recorded the VTS class, Miss Bernini, along with about three quarters of the staff at her school, had been put on leave.
I really don't know what's going to happen. We're all struggling right now.
What happened to Miss Bernini is happening in public schools strapped for money all across the country. And the arts, marginal even at the best of times, are like the rubble beneath the rubble.
The arts have always been harder to fund than religion, universities, health, hospitals, science. But I have never seen in my 35 years of fundraising a time that was harder than this.
In the past, visual teaching strategies has been supported by organizations from IBM to the U.S. Department of Education. But after September 11th, a projected $1 million of work that was to have come through the New York City public schools disappeared. VUE had to lay off 7 of its 11 staff members. Somehow, they've had to come up with a whole new plan.
In order to get involved with any project, we need to know it has good credentials. And basically, I think the work done by VUE speaks for itself.
That's Dr. Maria Modi. She teaches at Harvard Medical School and does research at the Martino Center, one of the leading research centers in the world for neuroscience. The Martino Center has teamed up with VUE to apply for a grant.
The idea proposed is to look at structural and functional changes in the brain as a consequence of VTS.
They hope to use neuroimaging techniques, including MRIs, to monitor changes in the brains of people who've done the VTS. I asked her how often they do collaborations with arts organizations.
This is quite a rarity, if I may say. I think that's what makes this quite exciting and challenging and fun and worthy.
I asked two second graders who are taking the VTS class what they thought about the program.
Do you wish this kind of class, you could do it more?
Yeah.
Jose and Tatiana.
Like at until 10 o'clock.
I mean, 5 o'clock.
So you guys would want to stay here till 10 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
You'd stay with the slides?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Till 10 o'clock?
Yep. Yes.
And then I'll call my mother and tell her to take me home.
And I'll say, one more minute.
For Studio 360, this is Tara Gere.